Good evening, everybody. We are in weekly parsha. I want to thank Hashem. Odu Hashem ki tov ki tolam chazdo. Thank God that He provide us Torah, such a light Torah that shine our life. I want to thank the host here that shine and open his facility for our Torah every week. Mr. Siegel, thank you. He's going to stand for him and for his children, for his grandchildren. Me'ata v'ad olam. We are in parashat Balak. Balak, it's a wonderful parsha. This is we are jumping right away, like the moment before, to get into the land of Israel. The Jewish people need to get into the land. They need to pass through the certain countries. We have when they left Egypt, they need to pass through Edom. Edom, it's really Adam. God gave portion from Seir to Edom. Adam is also Me'od. Me'od, God, when He created the universe, He saw and everything in the end, and He said, "Va'ayaret kol asher asav v'ineh tov me'od," that everything is very good. Tov is the yetzer tov, me'od is yetzer hara. That means that Edom is the yetzer hara. God put Edom here for us, so we're gonna be able to be protected. They are here to protect us, even if it looked that they are enemy. Everything God put the enemy there to protect us. We have here the situation that we are facing with Balak and Bilam. Balak sitting, he is a Midianite. He is taking and he is ruling Moab. Like we know that this is the nation that been created from Lot, that they say Me'av, that's from father, that we know that they are who they came from. And Moab calling Balak, Bilam, Balak calling Bilam. Balak was the sorcerer, the biggest sorcerer in the physicality. Bilam was the biggest sorcerer in the spirituality, in his mouth. Balak said to Bilam, "Please, we have a nation here. They come in, they cover the eyes of the land. They are about to eat me, to eat like the bull, like the bull eating the grass from the field." We have here a very big and challenge story that we are hearing about Bilam. Bilam sitting at Petora. Petora is not in Jordan. This is in Mesopotamia. This is in Iraq today and in Babylon. And he sent a messenger to go to call him and to ask him to come. And Balak sent messenger and promised him a lot of money. Bilam telling him, "I cannot do anything, become to be such a tzaddik," and said, "I cannot do anything unless God gonna allow me. Sleep here tonight and I'm gonna tell you what God said." God appeared to Bilam in a dream and he said to him, "Who is this people?" Like God doesn't know who is this people. He knows who is this people. Like he telling Adam, "Where are you?" He know where is he. Like he telling Cain, "Where is your brother?" Like he know exactly where is everything. So why he asked Bilam? He asked Bilam because Bilam really want to go. But Bilam afraid with the challenge. He know the strength, like every other nation heard about the Jew. He know not to start with the Jews. He know that. And when he know not to start with the Jews, because God is fight for them, he know from Egypt, he know from Emori, he know from everything that he heard what happened to the Plishtim. And so he is very taking a lot of precaution that he going to ask Hashem. By asking Hashem, the second night, he said, "I'm sorry, I cannot come with you." Bilam said, "I'm not going." Balak sent messenger more important, bigger, promising more money. And he said, "Please come, let me honor you." He said to these people again, "Sleep here tonight, and whatever God will say, I will do." He went to sleep, he wake up in the morning. Bilam was his eyes, we had one eye was covered, that this eyes was pure, that he be able to see what God does, and he connected with the Ruach HaKodesh through the Tumah and through his donkey, that like the Sfarim said that he had a relationship with his donkey. So the donkey is really the Aton, mean the female of the Chomer, of the material. And he tell them, God come, he say, "Who is these people again?" He said, "They come in to ask me to come with them." God said, go with them. But everything that I'm going to tell you, you're going to say. Bilam, very smart. He's like Abraham. Wake up in the morning, harvest the donkey. Put everything on the donkey. Abraham, you know, wake up in the morning, put all the wood on the donkey. And he's going to do the will of Hashem. What is Bilam doing? He said, God told me not to curse the Jew. But he did not say anything about my donkey. So he take all the curses and he put on the donkey. And he planned that the donkey will curse the people. He's going to his journey. In the way, the donkey, God send an angel. The angel standing with the sword. And the donkey see the angel and the donkey going away from the path. First time, second time, and the third time he's coming into a narrow spot. That means the donkey see the obstacle in the front of us. The only one doesn't see this Bilam. The universe see the obstacle in the front of us. We are the one that don't see the obstacle. We do not want to see the obstacle. He is in his journey. He is going to do whatever he wanted to do. The donkey stand up and got into the corner and squeezed his leg into the wall and he said, if I had a sword, I will kill you now. God opened the mouth of the donkey, one of the miracles that happened, and one that they said that the mouth of the donkey was created in the sixth day of creation. And she opened her mouth and she speak. The snake also spoke in the Gan Eden in heaven before he lost his position. So these two animals spoke, and we're talking about the Satan was there. The Satan, that means that he have an obstacle in the front of him that we doesn't see. Bilam going to do something. God told him to go, but only to do what he tell him to do. Instead of that, Bilam taking and he put all the curses on the donkey and he planned, try to trick Hashem. Hashem stop him. Whatever a person want to do in the universe, God, all the creation will help him to do. Because he wanted to go, God said go. He have a free choice. But he said, be careful. Whatever I'm going to tell you, you're going to say. Second, after that he stopped him with the donkey, he said, don't bless them and don't curse them. Why not to bless? If it's not to curse, why not to bless? Let them bless them. The reality that Bilam wanted to put the curses, the blessing, on the conditions. As long as they are the way they are, the blessing will hold. As soon as they're going to go down from the level where they are, the cursing will take place. So we're going to go back to the donkey. The donkey opened her mouth. And what the donkey said to Bilam?
Why not served you well all these years?
Why? Lama iketa oti shalosh regalim? Why you are beating me? She said, she can say, why did you hate me? Why did you hit me for 3 times? What is to do with shalosh regalim and beat up the donkey? The Willi the Sfarim said that the donkey telling Bilam, the Shalosh Regalim is the holiday. The Shalosh Regalim that we have. That really the donkey complained to Bilam and she said, you are going to curse the people? That they are going to see Hashem in Shalosh Regalim every year? They live in the home. They live in the land. They live in the businesses. And they're going to see Hashem and you think that this will take place? You think that God will allow you to do that? If a person doesn't have a land, he has no obligation to come to see Hashem. Only those people that have wealth and land, they need to live and to come to see Hashem. The obligation is to be able to let go everything in the world just for to be able to see the Shekhinah for 1 second. And he say, you starting with these people that they are sustaining this Shalosh Regalim and you're going to try to start with them, to curse them? It's not going to work. Bilam going. Anyway, the relationship between Bilam and the donkey is like a relationship between a husband and wife. He's going to sustain himself in the front of the Jewish nation. The Torah tells us that Bilam wanted to curse the Jews. And God take and he switched all the curses to bless him. That means when he said, Ma tovu alecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Israel, that he bless every home of the Jewish nation, he really want to uproot the Torah from every home, from every Bet Midrash, from every school, he wanted to uproot that. God took and every blessing that is written there, it's really a cursing. It's not a blessing. And Bilam Arasha, when he put the cursing, God changed it to blessing, but the cursing still exists. The word of Bilam was not being heard as a curse, but his bad eyes that he put on the Jews stay forever. When somebody tried to hurt somebody, Bilam knew the moment that God get angry on somebody, on a nation, on a person, and when he wanted to say something, just 1 second, God get angry on the nation. What he can say in 1 second? What he can say in 1 second, that when they give you to be a witness 1 second, in the front of the judge, against somebody, what can you say? What can you say that can change everything? What can you say? What can you say that it can affect so much the judgment in the universe against this person or this nation for 1 second, that he be able to aim on the moment that God is angry on them, that the judgment is on them? So they said that the Jewish people, they are children of king. We are king. Melech is moach, lev, klayot. Mind, heart, kidneys. That's a melech, when everything is in order. Instead of that, Bilam, what he used to say? He used to say kalem. Kalem is kidneys, heart, mind. That he want to reverse, that instead of that we're going to be king and we're going to be utilize our source of forces of the mind and the Torah in the right channeling, from the wisdom to the mind to the bina of the heart and then the rest of the body, that we're going to utilize the body in the up, in the upside down direction, that the physicality going to be the first thing and then the heart and then the brain. That means it's going to be a chaos. When the company running, who run the company? The CEO, not the guy in the mail room. And if the physicality going to run the universe, we see that he succeed. Why? They start to prostitute after the daughter of Moab. That means when they went prostitute, he looked at the Jewish people, he couldn't do anything with them. He couldn't do anything, he couldn't touch them, he couldn't say anything. God didn't let him. But he succeeded what? He said, if I cannot hurt these people, they are untouchable. But they can hurt themselves. How? They, God, hate assimilation. Hate assimilation. He can tolerate anything besides assimilation. And he said, if we gonna go to seduce them, that this is what they call kalem. Kalem is kidneys, all the desire. They're going to go after their desire. Their own God will strike them himself. And they went prostitute after the Midianite. And then they have the story with Zimri. And then God, the plague started, and how many people died? 14,000 died in the plague because our God hates assimilation. He is willing to tolerate anything. He said, me, myself, for my honor, I am not going to give to anybody else. Nobody going to get my honor. No other nation, I gave you my Kedusha, my holiness. I sustain you as my nation, my chosen nation. You cannot share it with nobody. And if we do, we always get... We are always the escape goat. Either we need to do it to Hashem, or either we need to do it and we get from the other nation, from the other Yetzirah. We always are the one to pay. And the people need to understand that we always the one to pay. It doesn't matter what we do, we pay the price. Like we have two goats in Rosh and Yom Kippurim. Either one sacrifice to Hashem, that going up to Shamayim. And the second one, if he is not, and looking at this one that been put in on the altar and burned to Hashem, complete, this is the Ola complete. He think that he has got away. And he doesn't know that they're going to throw him from the cliff as soon as they're going to get to the desert. The same thing with you. A Jew, if he doesn't live for Kiddush Hashem, he's going to pay in a different way. He's going to lose his life in a different way anyway. That means, at least, We are living, we're doing our purpose. The Yetzer Hara, all the things that God created, He put dogs in the certain exit if we are getting out from our golden path. And when we are getting out, we get bite. Balak and Bil'am, if you take the two letters of Balak and two letters of Bil'am, that together is Amalek. Balak couldn't touch the Jews, neither Bil'am. And he saw that the only way that he can hurt us, that we can hurt ourselves. Every person is the biggest enemy of himself. Because the Jewish people went prostitute, we end up with 14,000 dead. That means whatever we do in life, yes, we have many enemies. God can protect us from every enemy, but He cannot protect us from ourselves. We have still a free choice. And even though that every year, every second, people stand up to destroy us, to kill us, and God save us. And every second He's saving us. So a person needs to understand that the only way that God is limited is because He is limited. It's nothing to do with God. God is never limited. And if a person understands that he's been protected all the time from Hashem, only one time he cannot be protected, when he does it himself. Why? God gave him a free choice. And with his free choice, he can do whatever he wants. So, how are we doing with time?
I need to bench.
So, in this parsha, we need to learn two things. At least, one, that whatever a person want to go, they let him go. Second, certain nation, whatever they do, God put them in the universe. We are not there to feed them like the Edom, that they are supposed to sustain, to protect us, even if they are enemy of ours, to protect us. And the Emori, all those that they are doing, they taking Emori is Moria, they taking the Gdusha and make a Tuma. We need to take and to reverse it and to put it back. And Bil'am and Balak, that they are the two sorcerers, one is the physicality, that's Balak, and Bil'am is the spirituality, they can turn the universe upside down. Bil'am is a bigger even than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was big by the Jewish people. Bil'am was bigger than Moshe by the Goyim. He'd be able to do for them exactly what Moshe did for us. The question, who is follow and what's the reason? He did it only for honor and glory, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it only l'shem shamayim. That's exactly what we need to choose our life. If we live in for God's sake, and we are living to do Kiddush Hashem every second, or we are living our life for honor and glory. And I think that we do live l'shem shamayim, and we do live for to be able to sustain the name of Hashem in the world, and to sustain the Torah, and to be a witness for God. That's going to let us sustain and to be able to bring Mashiach, Tzidkenu, Merabi, Amenu, Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, everybody, for watching, everybody, for coming. Shabbat Shalom.